In the next session, Changing Your Emotional Triad, Tony reveals the source of all emotion as a constellation of three forces: a pattern of physiology, a pattern of language, and a pattern of focus or beliefs. These three forces comprise the emotional triad. You'll learn that you are not your behavior, beliefs, or feelings, and you'll discover how not to run away from, but to embrace fear.
Now, the only thing keeping you from having the feelings you want is that you are doing three things. There are three reasons you're not getting what you want if you're not getting what you want. And if you're achieving what you want, there's only three reasons you're achieving it. Because what you really want is merely to change the way you what? Feel about anything. And the way you feel is controlled by three forces. We call them the triad. There's only three things that determine how you feel, whether you feel good or bad. If you are not feeling what you want to feel, and all you want to do is change how you feel, then there are three sources. If you say, Tony, I want to feel euphoric. To feel euphoria, is there a specific pattern of how to use your physiology that's required for you to feel euphoria? Yes or no?
Yes.
If you want to be depressed, is there a specific way you've got to use your body, a pattern of physiology that's required to be depressed? Yes or no?
Yes.
Where do your shoulders have to go? Where does your head tend to go? Where do your eyes go? Breathing full or shallow? Facial expression up and tight or slack? So you all know this because you've practiced it at one point in your life. Some people just practice it so much that they finally decide, I am a depressed person. Now listen to me. When you start attaching your identity to a behavior or an emotion, you've just screwed yourself over. Because you are not any behavior. How many have done stupid things in this room? How many have done them? Say I. How many are not stupid? Say I. People are not their behavior. If you've done something stupid, it doesn't mean you're stupid. It means you behave stupidly, which means you were probably in a stupid what? State for a while. But you are not stupid. If someone is mean, how many of you have ever been mean? Say I. How many do not consider yourself to be a mean person? Say I. So what happens is, since you don't think you're a mean person, you don't consistently act mean. But if you believe that's who you are, then you won't believe it can change. You are not your behavior, you're not your feelings. Both of those things change, don't they? You are something much more than behavior, more than what you believe. Your beliefs change. How many have believed things 10 years ago that honestly you'd be almost embarrassed to admit you believed back then? How many got some beliefs like that from 10 years ago? Say I. So you're not your beliefs, you're not your values, you're not your rules. All these things are an illusion. And when you think that's who you are, then you feel compelled to live that way. Because the strongest force in the human personality is the need to remain consistent with how we define ourselves. So if I say I'm an extremely conservative person, then I'm not going to do outrageous things because it would make me uncertain about my identity. We live in a world with so much change happening so fast that there's so much uncertainty that the one thing we're certain about is I know who I am. If I don't know who I am, I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know how to feel. I wouldn't know anything. I'd have an identity crisis. And people freak out in that moment, don't they? Because they don't know how to live their life. One of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is to expand your identity and realize you are not anything you've been. You're not a victim. You're not your past. The past does not equal the future unless you live there, unless you focus there. It's hard to drive in the future using a rearview mirror to guide you. You'll crash. And you go, see, it happened again. Well, no kidding. It's where all your focus is. Right? Maybe it's time when you always say, well, I can't do that. I'm not that kind of person. When did you come up with this label for yourself? When you were 10, 12, 15, 20? How much has changed in your life? It's time for you to expand massively the way you move, the way you breathe, anything. The fastest way to change your identity is change the way you move. Your face, your body, your voice. Because what that does is sends a signal to your brain that you're behaving differently, and it starts to get you to think differently. It expands your identity. You must do the things you think are undoable. You must take the things you fear most, and there's not a person in this room who doesn't have fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not being significant enough. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being hurt. Fear of being hurt. Everybody's got fear. The most strong person in this room has fear. But achievers don't call it fear because it doesn't sound cool. They call it stress. They go, I'm a bit stressed about this.